This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the offseason, through the wins and the losses, it's time to take one giant step.
Okay, so the first thing that really falls today is Saquon Barkley ends up signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 years, he ends up getting 26 mil guaranteed, somewhere north of 30 million per year. He gets pursued by the Texans, the Bears, and the Eagles, and the Giants never give him a formal offer. This according to Ryan Dunleavy and others, with the thought that the Giants said, go out there, see your worth, and come back to us. Now, it's kind of weirdly reported, but you get the sense that Saquon did go back to the Giants with this offer, and the Giants basically said, have fun in Philadelphia. This is clearly met with a lot of drastic views, because for a lot of young fans, Bryce, and this is where I'm going to get curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah,
36, soon to be 37-year-old Giant fan. I always had a sour taste in my mouth, not for Saquon the person, the player, or anything, but just Saquon the pick at second overall. And to me, he is the face, along with Daniel Jones, for right or for wrong, of kind of like a losing era, Dave Gettleman football, this, that, the other thing. And while they had that great moment in 2022, for the most part, it's been a lot of injury-riddled years. Saquon at Penn State was home run or nothing. That's kind of what he's been with the New York Giants. Missed a lot of time. And ultimately, while I thought he would be back, and I thought by not trading him that it was a signal he should be back, this is the right move, in my opinion, for the Giants not to match this, especially when we get to the moves that they've already done with some of that money that's been freed up. But I'm curious, Bryce, where do you stand? You're a younger Giant fan than me by a good 10 years. Saquon probably represents a little more to you than he would somebody of my age group. And hey, what are you feeling today?
So let me just say this. And I think I speak for a lot of younger Giants fans that when it happened, there was a reactive response. Like, you saw that news and you're like, seriously, this guy, he's going to leave in the division. He's going to leave to our most hated rivals. I think arguably the Eagles have passed to surpass the Cowboys. The Cowboys don't win anything. The Eagles have been more successful against us. I probably can't say it. I can't even remember the last time we beat the Cowboys. But I think just like from a younger Giants fan, I hate the Eagles so much more than I hate the Cowboys, because the Cowboys, we know, are going to falter at the end of the day.
I do too, by the way. For the record, I'm with you. I hate the Eagles more than the Cowboys, but not that I like the Cowboys, obviously.
No, yeah, but like, you understand. Let me just say this. A lot of my friends, they sounded like Frank the Tank earlier on in the day. With what was happening with the Giants. Like, the season's over. He canceled the season. Saquon's our most important player. We should have paid him. I'm like, hold on. Let's relax. Let's look at this situation objectively. Let's look at the fact that the Eagles are paying a guy, a running back, a 27-year-old running back, potentially $38 million over 3 years, which I think is absolutely absurd. We talked about that earlier today. When you knew this news beforehand, there was already reports of it, obviously, but I just didn't want to accept it. I don't want to come to terms with the fact that Saquon would leave within the division. He eventually does. Objectively, Sean, this is one of the best moves that Joe Shane has made in a long time. And I guarantee you, even if Saquon went back to the Giants and said, hey, look at what I got. I just got offered. The Giants definitely laughed at him, said, enjoy, go to Howie, and have fun playing for the most scum fans in all of football.
Now, I this is where I'm going to partially defend the Eagles, I guess, to an extent. I think it's silly for any team to pay this kind of money to a running back at this point. And by the way, the Eagles have been a damn good rushing team without a Saquon Barkley. We've seen the last couple of years, whether it's DeAndre Swift in there, the year before Miles Sanders, they've had a good running back by committee. But they have fallen short. This year, they completely collapse. The year before, they make a Super Bowl, lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. If they have the cap space to make it work, clearly they got Bryce Huff from the Jets, good pass rusher. They're probably going to shop Hassan Reddick now. If they felt on offense they were a premier running back away, bless their hearts if that's their all-in move. And kind of like the 49ers or Christian McCaffrey, right? Like, this is why drafting a running back second overall is silly, or high in the first round is silly. You wait for these kind of moves if they're your finishing touch. So the Philadelphia Eagles clearly think this is a finishing touch, and whether it is or not will remain to be seen. I personally think it won't be. And here's the hard truth about Saquon, which is kind of like a weird thing where Giant fans have gone with each other. It's not blaming him for the injuries he's had, but Saquon Barkley is an oft-injured, injury-riddled, injury-prone, any way you want to say it, player. He's played exactly one full season. Now, 2022, he didn't play a full season, but that was the last game. They arrested all the starters. So it's kind of like a wink wink. He's had 3,000 yard rushing seasons. He has not been this elite pass catcher. That's been one of the biggest myths, is that he's this big pass catching running back. Yeah, he's been a factor at times, not perfect. Has he run behind bad Giant offensive lines? Clearly he has. But ultimately, you know, this is just not good business to pay a running back that kind of money. And if the argument is, well, what are the Giants going to do offensively without Saquon? My rebuttal back would be, number one, it wasn't like they had a brilliant offense, and that's the reason why. Number two, as you're entering year seven of Saquon's career, I sure as hell hope that Joe Shane has a plan a la a wide receiver in the first or second round, continuing growth from Wandell. This is a good scheme here that Dable and Kafka hopefully can continue on. Build up in the trenches and give some plays some time to develop and go from there. So, look, if the Eagle fans want to celebrate this as a win, bless them. Maybe it is in their mind. I personally think that this is a benefit to the Giants. And yes, the salary cap can be a myth, but it also isn't. You are done spending at some time. It's not a free-for-all. And as we've clearly seen with the allocation the Giants have to put out elsewhere, I would much prefer not north of $10 million on Saquon Barkley in his seventh year, and instead a couple offensive linemen, a big-time pass rusher, and so on and so forth. So I think win for the Giants. The only negative would be, and Tiki and Evan argued about this big time on our show, Evan and Tiki on The Fan, which would be, would the Giants locker room have cratered had they entertained trade calls for Saquon last year? Tiki seems very emotional and steadfast that in a locker room it would have. Okay, I mean, I guess I have to trust him there. I mean, he's the guy who's been in the room. I still say it wouldn't have hurt to pick up the phone. You did for Leonard Williams and put him in a spot like that. But that's out the door. The Giants let Saquon walk for nothing. They got that last year of the franchise tag. It was a season that didn't go their way, and so on and so forth. Now, Tiki did say, which has boomed and gone viral there, Bryce, Saquon's dead to us as Giant fans. And he kind of said it tongue-in-cheek if you listened to the actual audio and didn't read it in print. Because, look, when you sign with a rival with the Eagles, it doesn't mean not go get your bag. Go get your money, Saquon. It doesn't mean you can't go sign with the Eagles. But part of that is, you know, whatever legacy you thought you had, you know, once a Giant saying all the right things, it is out the window. You are now a highly paid player on a really good Eagle team. You're dead as far as a Giant big-time legacy goes. And, you know, even if it's temporarily, and Saquon has clapped back, really gotten so personal about it with Tiki, which I think is complete nonsense. Tiki was just speaking how most Giant fans should feel. You're dead to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tiki's one of the most soft-spoken, nice people. Listen, I've never met him personally, but everything I have heard about the guy is he's one of the nicest guys ever. And you could look back on his Twitter feed. In early January, when Saquon was up for Walter Payton Man of the Year, guess who was trying to help him win that? Tiki Barber.
So I know he was.
And I'm sure they had a relationship. I'm sure that they had some conversations. And Tiki's not a guy to come out and say, you know, you're actually dead to us. Like, we understand. And that was going to be my question to you. But like, what is, and I'll ask you it straightforward. What do you think Saquon's legacy is with the Giants going forward? Let's look 10 years down the line, looking back, what was he for the New York Giants?
I think that there will be a portion of fans much younger than me. I'm talking 10, 15 years younger, who will always love Saquon Barkley in a very lighter way than people my age love, like Don Mattingly with the Yankees, never won anything, had that one playoff run, and you kind of look at him as the best player on a really bad era of football. But ultimately, I think as a whole, it's kind of that. He's a face of a losing era of Giant football. Whether you consider that, like, you know, warm and fuzzies, that's one thing. But I come from an era with the Eli era where they won a lot of football. Before that, you know, kind of that Kerry Collins, Tiki Barber stuff where they made a Super Bowl. This is some of the worst football I've seen in my life, and Saquon's a big part of it. And again, not Saquon's fault that the Giants took him, but them using a second overall pick and not even entertaining trading back or not taking Quentin Nelson or Josh Allen, that's how he's going to be remembered, as an enormously failed resource of a draft pick. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the truth. I really believe that, Bryce.
I think that there was like a certain like empathy that you felt for the guy, you know, like being such a champion of everything, you know, being such a great face for the organization, you know, doing all the great things that he did within the community. I think that all goes out the window now. I mean, he took his bag, he sold out, he accepted the money. Good for him. I'm not going to root. Listen, he's an Eagle. Yeah. I'm rooting against him, but I'm not rooting against him personally. If he has a great year and the Eagles lose, so be it. Good for him. He took his money. He made that decision. He sold his soul. You know, like, good for him. But at the end of the day, as a younger Giants fan who, again, has associated him with some awful years of Giant football, he is going to be the face of that now. And, and he took the bag and he went to Philadelphia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.